It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, amazingly, still in Switzerland, which for her is a record beyond. Actually, I don't know whether or not she's moved, but I don't think she has. Tell us, am I wrong?
Hi, Jill. No, you are perfectly right. Being really very cautious and taking all precautions. And following, of course, what's happening in Europe with a keen eye. But today I actually wanted to talk to you about a subject that has, for once, nothing to do with the coronavirus, but has to do with our usual democratic system of having to vote quite regularly in Switzerland about an array of different subjects. And what we are going to decide on by the end of September is a paid paternity leave. And I think that this is especially interesting because it is very symptomatic of our societies trying to definitely move forward and find some new ways of living that are not always necessarily only focused on finances, but are also focused on people well-being. And this referendum would be part of this trend. So it is about having a paid paternity leave for 2 weeks. This is a very big deal because for the moment in Switzerland, one only has maternity leaves that are of 98 days, so 14 weeks, and it's paid to 80%, up to 80% of the salaries. So the 98 days would remain, that would not change, the 14 weeks would remain, and that would not change anything for mothers. But on top of that, there would be the possibility of having 2 weeks for the fathers who wish to take those leaves. So there is for the moment a real, according to the polls, but of course we do know that it's not always very representative of what happens the day of. But according to the last polls, an overwhelming majority is ready to say yes, to accept this referendum, as many men in Switzerland, but also across Europe, feel that they also want to bond with their babies when they are born. They also want to help because we all know that it is quite challenging the first weeks of after having given birth. And some men even find that 2 weeks are not enough, according to some interviews, and would like that to be extended to 4 weeks eventually, or 14 weeks. Obviously, this is absolutely not realistic, and it's not going to happen in the near future. But it's important to take those comments into consideration because it shows that there is a huge gap between generations in how people and mainly young people want to see their life develop. If we compare to other countries, we can take the example of Finland. Northern countries being always extremely ahead with these societal developments. the mothers have the possibility to take 50 to 60 days before birth, and the maternity leave altogether could last up to 105 days. So just a little bit more than the Swiss 14 weeks. Fathers can take up to 54 working days. So this is substantially more than the 2 weeks referendum that we are going to have. And a maximum of 18 days together with the mothers. So it's basically either or. 18 days can be taken together, but the rest has to be decided between the two of them. And nevertheless, there is the possibility for fathers to take 54 days if they wish to do so. What is also very interesting in the interviews and the polls is that seniors are actually very positive towards this development. And many people were wondering how come such an older generation would be positive for something that was unheard of in their own lifetime. And it's because basically grandparents that have families with grandchildren do observe and do notice more than anybody else in our society that young people want those changes, that they both want to take care of their children, and it is not anymore that image of the mother being home with the kids and the father going out and earning the money. There is a definite point in refusing this kind of what's considered a sexist image of society, a patriarchal form of our previous societies, an outdated image of what new families can look like. So this is definitely a very interesting point, because it can also mirror, in a way, other issues that we are facing right now between what young people think. And I'm talking specifically of Generation Z, which has a completely different way of approaching life and of imagining what our world will look like tomorrow. And sometimes I wish that actually people in our age would take a little bit more time to talk to this Generation Z and to have a feel for what they wish for and what they think could bring a society to some more happiness and some more way of being satisfied with life. Of course, all of this can sound very cheesy, and nobody is happy all the time without interruption. But on the other hand, we have to acknowledge, and I find especially our generation has to acknowledge, that a lot of things have to change, because no matter where we look, and this is really not a nationalistic point of view, it's worth for our world, no matter where we look, one has to admit that people are facing extremely difficult times, besides the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. But many other things seem to not be working, seem to not be bringing the balance that that human beings need, basically. So what I wanted to show with this subject today, with our conversation, is that paid leave for fathers is just a little tiny part of a few changes that will probably happen in the future, maybe not the near future, but in the future, because one thing is for sure, the Generation Z doesn't think like we think at all, and after all, they are the future, if one likes it or not.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.